Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Our next segment is brought to you by Olive Crest and features Patty Cotton, who's joining us from the Cotton Group in Riverside, California. And we're going to talk about ways we play it small in work and life and how to play a bigger game. Patty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And Patty, we always like to start by getting to know a little bit about our guests. So can you share a little bit about your background and how you got started in this line of work?
Sure. Well, I am what you might call a recovering corporate brat, which is kind of fun.
Okay.
I like to say. I've actually enjoyed more than 25 years of leadership experience, both here in corporate and nonprofit America and also abroad. And about 5 years ago, I decided to take my executive coaching to full time, leave the corporate arena so I could come back to it and support it in a different way. So I've had a lot of experience leading and managing teams and people and just helping people get to where they want to go, basically.
Yeah. I like the concept, what you call it, playing a bigger game. Can you explain to our listeners just what exactly do you mean by that, playing a bigger game?
Absolutely. Well, I think when I say to you, where are you playing it small in your work or life, almost everybody will say, oh, I know what you mean. I'm holding back in a certain area. I'm adverse
Welcome
to taking
back,
that
friends.
One step or that little risk that I know is going to get me far. So I'm just playing it safe and small. So in other words, just holding ourselves back when we know that that potential is right around the corner, but we're just a little bit frightened to go after it. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. Playing it safe, keeping it small because you have either a fear or a past experience maybe. What are some of the reasons people play it small?
Absolutely. Well, a lot of times, Bill, we say that people are worried about failing, and that is true. But there are other times when a lot of us are actually afraid of succeeding because we're safe and feeling good in that comfort zone, in that familiarity. And so if we actually step out and succeed, what will life look like for us? Will we still have the same set of friends? What new things will we have to contend with? So it may be a fear of succeeding instead of failing. And some common things that come to my mind may be fear of delegating because you want everything to be perfect, or a fear of letting go to allow somebody else use their gifts because it might not look exactly like you would like it to do, something like that.
So these mindsets that people have, they don't just happen. I mean, they happen over time, and a lot. It's been said entrepreneurs are. You know, they're born, not made. But what's your experience? I mean, are some people just predestined to play it safe all of their life?
I think each of us is predestined, Bill, if you will, in that we all have old emotional immune systems that we developed when we were younger that actually kept us safe. And they were developed for a purpose, much like a physical immune system. So your body gets used to fighting off or staving off those things that are not good for you. So does your emotional, your psyche, if you will. And so a lot of times along the way, as we gather up a little life with us, we will develop those emotional immune systems that protect us. However, as we get older and we have more experience and move out into the world, the emotional immune systems that once served us no longer serve us. So it's almost as though we're in a container that's too small for us now, and it's time to reevaluate and maybe break through that emotional immune system that no longer serves.
What are, you know, for instance, these days a lot of people are tired of being a slave to a corporation, or not a slave, but an employee of a corporation. They want to break out. They want to do something on their own. And, of course, technology is a great way for people to get involved in other things on their own. But how do they What are some of the first things they need to do to reset their psyche?
So one of the first things that I would say to do is really ask yourself, what do you bring to the world? And what gifts and talents do you bring, and how do you want to use those? A lot of times we will romanticize owning a business, for example, and we'll say, I really want to own a business because I want to help people my way. But they might also not enjoy running a business. They just want to have, let's say, a coaching practice, or they want to be an attorney, but they don't actually want to run the firm. So you've got to be really clear about what is it that you love to do and what do you bring to the table. Now, it doesn't mean you can't own a business. It just means that you may identify those parts of owning a business that you don't want to do, and you can bring a team member on. But get clear about what you bring to the table and know where you want to take that.
Okay.
That would be my first step, yeah.
So getting clear and making sure that it aligns with your what you're all about, of course, your values, and but the big question of why do you want to do that, is that one of the most important questions?
Your why is the most important, Bill. And a lot of times we'll say, what is your vision? But I go larger than that, and I feel that you're probably doing that as well. That's what I'm intuiting, saying what drives you? Why do you really, what's the why behind the why? Where do you really want to take this, and why is this important to you? And then walk back into it. What are your values? What are those key points of your North Star that are going to keep you aligned as you take a look at where you want to take yourself? Yes, absolutely.
Well, it comes about in any kind of a change. And, of course, a lot of our listeners are thinking about a big change. And it might be something they've been doing for the last 20, 30, even 40 years, running a business or being a business owner, or at least a key component of a business. And some of the things you talked about are the letting go of all the tasks that you do. This is one of the big stumbling blocks I find in exit planning, is business owners say, if I don't do it, it won't get done. Or at least if I do it, I know it gets done right, and I'm afraid to hand it off. But they're missing the point, and that is someday they're talking about exiting their business, they won't be around to do it anymore. So how do they overcome that, especially when there's kids and key employees involved, that they may feel like, well, I won't let them drive the nice car, so I'm not going to let them run. I'm not going to let them fully run the business, but I'll let them run some key components. What are some of the steps to that transition?
You know, that's a great question. And one of the things that I'd say to do is first reevaluate who you are, because, Bill, a lot of times that we will equate who we are with what we do, which is erroneous. We are more than what we do. And so a lot of times as I coach business owners or corporate professionals, anyone who's looking to make a change, they will go through what I call an identity crisis or identity theft, if you will. Who will I be if I don't do this? And it's a be to a do. Who will you be anyway is what I ask. Let's look beyond the activities and the tasks and the roles and responsibilities to ask, who will you be on the other side anyhow? Who are you now? Because a lot of times they've lost sense of self. They simply equate who they are with what they do. You'll notice that you might say, oh, well, tell me about yourself. Well, I'm an attorney. Well, tell me about yourself. Well, I'm a business owner. That's what they do, not who they are. And so dealing with that potential theft of identity to really reclaim who they are as a person, what gifts they bring to the table, no matter what roles and responsibilities they play, I feel is really prime to tap into that when you begin, so that they have a grounded sense of self as they move forward through change.
That's fantastic. That's really right on point. We're talking with Patty Cotton from the Cotton Group, and we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to ask her to share some stories and tips and ideas and precautions that you can use. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Do your advisors think like a buyer? At J.K. Murphy Advisors, we use a think like a buyer, not an owner perspective to help private businesses of all sizes identify challenges, overcome obstacles, and achieve the objective of increasing the market value of their company, regardless of whether they choose to sell, raise capital to grow, or focus on growing their business without a transaction in mind. For information, contact Murph at 213-705-0391. That's 213-705-0391.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics. You'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. And I'm talking with Patty Cotton from the Cotton Group, and we're talking about ways we play it small in work and life and how to play a bigger game. And Patty, great tips and ideas. I mean, this is a big... This is a big time of change for a lot of people moving forward. We have people that are turning 50 every 7 seconds. We have people that are moving towards a longer, more fulfilling lifestyle. And we have people that have to make a change as they're forced out in retirement and they're not ready to quit working. So what are some of the ways that people, that you help people to evaluate who they are and where they want to go and how to play a bigger game?
Bill, I first ask them to tap back into their values, because I find that even though they feel they have a sense of self because of the current roles and responsibilities, they really have lost self in that who are they inside. So we'll take a look at those key values and those core strengths and gifts that they bring to the table. And then there's a very gentle but crucial period where we take a look at clarifying where they want to go. And here's why that is what I call a gentle and crucial period. A lot of times, professionals at mid-age will suddenly bifurcate from what they thought they were going to do. They'll say, I don't know why, but I suddenly feel called to do this thing out in left field or this other thing over on the side, and that's just not me. When in fact it is part of them, it's just a rising part of them that has not had the spotlight shown on it, if you will. So you'll find a lot of people that have done a lot of heavy head work, suddenly wanting to go into very hands-on, intensive, artsy, crafty kinds of things, or vice versa. You'll find introverts that stand up and start to shout. All kinds of things having to do with our shadow self that suddenly emerge. So as I say, that's a very gentle, crucial period of maybe midwifing the rest of you, if you will, to design your next chapter. And so those are some crucial first points that we bring to fruition to really clarify who are you, where do you want to go now, and then set the direction for that.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, it used to be called the midlife crisis, and I think it's more of a midlife awakening for a lot of people. Maybe they're dealing with mortality of their parents, or they see their friends that are perhaps getting sick or dying, and they start realizing, you know, this is not a drill. It's time to start exploring what I've always wanted to do, and I've been putting it off for so many years, and the years go by.
Absolutely makes sense. You know, and you bring something to mind as well, talking about mortality. It used to be we in our 50s thought, well, I have about 15 years to retirement, when in fact there's a whole third age paradigm shift of I wonder what I want to be when I grow up, which is you lovingly coin it as we have the midlife crisis, but is now sort of a rebirth and an awakening. So not only do we have a second opportunity to take a look at the rest of our lives, we don't have that same sense of time constraint as to, well, I'd better hurry up because I only have 15 years left. So I work with many individuals up into their 70s and 80s, you know, who are just thriving, fabulous professionals, mm-hmm. and who don't want to stop because they feel like they're meeting their calling.
You know, that's a great point. I think what's happened, too, is that technology has allowed people to unleash their knowledge, what's been in their brain and the information they're collecting for all these years, as opposed to it used to be your only options were physical. I'll go get a part-time job at the hardware store, as an example.
There you go. Absolutely.
And what a wonderful gift to be able to unleash all of the knowledge that you've collected over the years via technology or via just the sharing that can happen from that. I think it's one of our main segments we do is a group called SCORE that is 12,000 volunteers who have decided, I don't need to work for money anymore, but I don't want to do nothing at home, so I'm going to help businesses learn from my experience. And I think, do you think we'll see a big jump in volunteerism in the future, Patty?
Oh, I do. And I love what you're describing with SCORE. I'm just minimally acquainted with it, but it just seems to be such a wonderful initiative. And I do think we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see more mentoring. And mentoring is really, really key for this time. It is a way for we who are older professionals to be recognized for the life experience that we've gathered and for the wisdom that we can impart, rather than feel that we're going to be farmed out in just a few years and have others look at us that way. So there is that whole shift as well, which I think is tremendous.
Yeah, and so for people that are out there listening, thinking, you know, I'm getting towards the end of my work career, life's not over. It's not even begun to be over. You have a lot to give and a lot to give back. And part of it might just be your thinking. You might just be thinking small and playing a small game because you might not even realize what all the resources are out there. So that's what Patty does, right? That's, you help them to say, hey, wait a minute. There's a big game to be played out there. Why not you? Why shouldn't you be out there? Let's talk about what's holding you back. And I love that work. I love what you're doing with that. How do our listeners get in touch with you, Patty?
So they can contact me through my website. It's pattycotton.com. So P-A-T-T-I, cotton like the material, P-A-T-T-I-C-O-T-T-O-N.com. And you could write me at patty@pattycotton.com. There is a contact form there as well. But certainly love to hear from your listeners and to see if and how I can help or be a resource in any way.
And you've written articles. One of them is called Five Ways Women and Some Men Play It Small and How to Play a Bigger Game. And
I have, and I'd love to send that to anybody who would like to visit the website and sign up for it. I will send that, as well as some great tips on continuing adult development and leadership and so forth. Absolutely.
And is your website, does it have resources people can find for this type of thing as well, or what
it
else?
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. If you visit the page Free Stuff on my website, I also have a three-part training, six strategies for playing your own best game, and would love to share that with listeners as well as some other resources. Yes.
I kind of preempted the contact information there, but could you share just some very brief tips, ideas, or precautions with our listeners before we are done today, Patty?
Be happy to. I think one of the, I'd ask two or three pivotal questions of each of you. So if you just in a quiet moment ask yourself, you know, where do I think I'm playing it small? Would be my first question. And then where are those energy drains that if I wasn't holding on to them would allow me to really feel fully released and energetic to do my best work? Those would be two big questions. And the third question is why? What are you getting in return? What's the payoff for holding on to those? And really reckon with yourself as to whether or not you want to make that change.
So, listeners, if you have a moment to sit quietly and think about that, where do I play it small? Why am I drained in some of these areas? Where's the energy drain, and what can I do about that? Visit Patty's website at www.patty.cotton.com. Look for her resources in her article, and then feel free to give her a call and get in touch with her to talk about your personal situation. Patty, do you take calls from people just as a let's talk about what we would do?
I do, actually. I offer a complimentary strategy session so that we get right down to the bottom of where you're playing it small and what you'd like to do with that. And absolutely. And you can find my number and a way to schedule those right on my website as well under free resources. And I'd be happy to talk with you to see if there's something I can do to help.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been very enlightening, and I think it's a wonderful service. And I hope you'll come back and join us again sometime. We'll talk about maybe a few more in-depth ideas about how to play it big.
I'd be delighted. Bill, thank you for having me today.
I've been talking with Patty Cotton from the Cotton Group, and we're going to take a short break and come back with another guest, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.